Today's share in the Der Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Ches Omid Aleph. We're in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Mirtz Hashem are going to complete Simen Reish Lamed Gimel and start Reish Lamed Dalet. So we're at the very bottom of Kuf Mem Zayin Omid Beis by Sif Beis, and the Mechaber says, Im Yesh Lo Mayim, if a person has water, Tzorich Lito Yodov Kidei Lispal, before he davens Mincha, as we'll see, this is really before every Tefillah, he should wash his hands. Afal Pi even though he doesn't know that his hands are dirty. Obviously, if a person knows that his hands are dirty physically or spiritually, he must wash them. However, here, he should wash his hands, the Mechaber is telling us, before he davens mincha in any case. However, we do not make a bracha al netilas yadayim on such washing, and this has been discussed previously as well. The Ramah tells us, v'ayin le'el simen sadi beis sif hey. Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Tes Vav explains, this is true, bein letilas hamincha, bein letilas arvis. If you're going to daven mincha and then subsequently daven marv, so the same law applies both for mincha and for marv. The mitzvah li to yod letila. We do always try to wash our hands. That's the lechatchila. If water is easily available, one should certainly be mahadir to always wash the hands before they daven every tefillah. The issue for number 30 brings down and reminds us that the shear for this netila is ideally up until the wrist, the adaperek, but b'di'evit it's until the knuckles, kishrei etzbiosav. Mishneh Berurah Simchat Tes Zayin writes, "V'im not al yodav l'tilas ha-mincha." If a person washes hands for mincha and then he's going to daven marav shortly afterwards, below he siach daito mishmirasan, and he didn't take his mind off his hands. In other words, he knows his hands remain clean. Same sort of lital yodav l'tilas arvis. He doesn't have to go wash his hands again for arvis. This is a very, very important halacha. Often in many shuls, they'll be davening mincha right by the shkia, then there'll be some learning, and then they'll daven after the shkia marav. And if a person is concentrating, he knows that his hands are still clean. He doesn't have to go out before marav and wash his hands again. The issue foot number 31 reminds us, likewise by Shachris, if a person washed his hands and he's certain that he wasn't losing track of them, he's certain that they're still in a washed, clean state, so it's mashma from here that he wouldn't have to technically wash them before mincha as well. That's physically a tall task, and a person should keep his hands in mind, but assuming, let's say, he davens a very long Shachris, and it's a late Shachris, and then he goes straight into mincha right after Shachris, like could be on Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't have to go outside and wash his hands again before mincha. Similarly, brings down from the Shelus Tshuvas, Tshuvas Vahanghagos from Rav Sternbuch Shlita. He writes that the Mishneh Berurah says over here that he doesn't have to wash his hands for Mariv. That's if he had in mind, Davka Kishin Eskavi Lekach, if he intended that the washing for Mincha would also last, so to say, till Mariv. Mishneh Berurah Sifkat Yud Zayin tells us that when Ramah says to look back in Simen Sadi Beis, he's telling us, Hainu Ma De Mavur Sham, what was learned over there, Dafilu Ha Yodav Meluchachos, see if your hands are filthy and dirty, Venota Yodav Letvila, and you wash your hands for the davening, Eino Mevarach. We don't make a bracha in general for Tvila, we only make a bracha in the morning, and of course when we wash for Netilas Yadayim to eat bread, but otherwise the minhag is not to make the bracha. Dear Shifut number 33 brings down that ideally one should use a kli to wash one's hands over here, with all of the rules of regular washing with koach gavra and using a proper utensil to wash one's hands. That certainly is the preferred way, but he does bring down opinions over here that say that that's not absolutely necessary. He quotes the Ketzosa Shulchan, who brings down, Shein tzorich li to yodav mikli v'gam lo tzorich shiye bo koach nosein v'lo shahra dvarim akvi metila sedayim liachila. All the rules of washing your hands before eating bread, they certainly should ideally be done over here as well when you're washing for tefillah, but there is an opinion that you can rely upon that if you can't do that, you can still wash your hands and accomplish this concept of netila before davening. He also points out that the drying of the hands is not ma'akiv over here. As it is, when you're washing your hands, you should dry them before you eat the bread. That in part was because you're going to make the bread disgusting by making it wet. Here, that doesn't apply. Finally, in the issue foot number 32, it brings down the same thing applies from Shachris to Musaf as well, that a person washes hands for Shachris, and as long as he knows that his hands are clean, he does not need to wash them again before Musaf. The issue foot number 34 does bring down that if a person goes to the bathroom, he brings down from the name of the Arzus Achayim from the Malbim, that many posts can say, in fact, that you should wash and then make a bracha on Tilas Adayim. However, since the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin it, he says better not to make a bracha. Sothik brachos lahakel. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagav, afilu omei mi limudo yito yodav l'tvila. Even if the person was learning, he should still wash his hands if he's now going to daven. Vim ein lo mayim, the Mechaber says, mezumanim, if he doesn't have water readily available, ein tzorich lito. So then, if there's no water available, then you don't have to wash your hands. That shouldn't prevent you from davening. Mishneh Berurah will explain what he should do in this situation. But now let's go to Mishneh Berurah Sifkat Yud Ches. He tells us that if a person was learning and then he stops and goes to daven, he should wash his hands. Rotsu lo, but Mishneh Berurah says, the Ramah is telling us over here, the mistama lo noga b'yam salimud b'mokum etunah. We're talking here where he probably did not touch himself in a place that requires washing the hands. Nevertheless, afilu hochi mitzul li tol b'shvil atvila, he still should wash for the davening. The issue footnote number 35 brings down the reason for this based upon the Prisha. Sharei tefillah hi b'makom korban atomid, that the davening is taking the place of the korban tamid, both shachris and the korban tamid shall shachris and mincha, the korban tamid shall ben arbayim, and the kohanim always would wash their hands before they brought a korban. He brings down from the Chesed La'alofim as well that this washing of the hand is very important, and many people unfortunately are not choshish for this, and he said they're being over al divrei chachamenu zichrono levracha bidvarim kalim. They're for no reason very easily to correct it. There's a sink easily available. They're being over what Chazal said to do for no good reason. Then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Magen Avraham. Because of the Magen Avraham, the Mikom Mokom, im not talu tefillah, v'hivsik b'limud ein tzorich litoshenis. But if a person washed for tefillah, and then he learns, let's say there's learning between mincha and marv, and he knows he didn't touch himself, he washed for mincha, he had in mind that it would last to marv, so then he doesn't have to go and make a new washing for marv. And likewise, on Shabbos when they'll sell aliyos, etc., tzrichli toshenis tefillas musaf. In this situation, however, he says you're better off washing again before musaf, unless elam kein lo hisiach daito mishmiras yodav. Unless he knows for certain that he didn't lose track of what his hands were doing, yadai maskanios hem. We say the hands move about, may have touched in a place that requires tefillas yadayim. So unless he knows that for certain, better to go wash your hands. Hel Yerabba kasav the kolzman shem beves hamedrash minastam ein kanes chadas. The Yerabba disagrees and says, as long as you're in shul the whole time, mistama, you didn't touch yourself in an inappropriate place, you don't have to get up and wash your hands for musaf again. And he says, v'chein haminug. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is in fact the halacha. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yutes explains, v'afilu no ta yodav li'achila, the ochal, v'lo yisiach taito. Even if a person washes his hand to have a sandwich, and he washed hamotzi, and he didn't lose concentration on his hands, and they remain clean, v'lo yisiach taito, nevertheless, sarach netila l'tvila, you should wash them again before you daven. Because the washing for bread actually is not good enough for the tefillah, and you should wash again. The issue for number 36 brings down, however, if you wash the hands for the meal, and you had in mind that you're also going to do it for the tefillah afterwards, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, as long as you were not mesiach daito, you don't have to go wash your hands again for the tefillah. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Abul Natila Shachri Shinotal Shikomi Mitoso Velo Siach Daito Ololo Tvila. But when a person wakes up in the morning and he washes Negovasa in the morning, Velo Siach Daito, and he didn't lose concentration on his hands and they didn't touch any other part of his body, so then Ololo Tvila, that Nitila Sidain that you did in the morning still works for Shachris, and you don't have to wash it again a separate time for Shachris. Again, the person has to make sure that he didn't touch himself in an inappropriate place. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Chaf explains that the Mechaber said if you don't have waters readily available, you don't have to wash them. What should you do? So he explains, you should go and wipe your hands on something that will, quote, cleanse them. And we discussed this previously. The issue, footnote number 37, brings down that this Nikayon is instead of washing with water. And we learn these halachos in Siman Dalet. Shetzorach Lenakos is Kolayad. You have to do the entire hand when you're doing this. He adds as well, if the only place you can wash your hands is in a bathroom, so then he brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and Igros Moshe, Sheyitol Shodav Vesakisa, go and wash your hands in the bathroom, and then dry them when you're outside the bathroom, and that is better than just wiping your hands on some inanimate object, which also would be menakedim, but not as good as water. And this is so even though you have to go into the bathroom to do this. Mishnah Berurah adds now everything that we just said, that you don't have to wash your hands if it's not easily available. You can do it on some, wipe them on something else. Chozeh b'stam yadayim. That's when you don't know for certain that your hands are dirty. They're just stam yadayim. However, avolim noga yadayim b'mokum etunof. If your hands did touch a place that's dirty, or also tzorachov, you went to the bathroom, tzorich lachzor achamayim af betulas mincho marv. Then you absolutely have all the rules that we've learned previously, how far a person has to go, both in front of him and from behind in traveling, in order to wash his hands before he davens mincho marv. Ukmo betulas shachris. And these are the same rules that we talked about in the past as well for tefillah shachris, and these were all brought down in Siman Sadi Beis, and you can see details of this in the issue footnote number 38. Ukemavur shiro le'el b'Siman Sadi Beis siv dalit. Ayin Shom, go look over there, and the Achronim as well. Then he says, also look in the Mishnah Berurah over there, Ayin Shom the Mishnah Berurah, Mubir Halacha, Sheshayach Lekan, all the various details that we've discussed about this, that if you're going forward on the road, you should travel for a meal. If you're going backwards, you only have to travel one meal. If you're in your house, you have to go out for a meal, etc., etc. That concludes Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, and now we'll start the beautiful Siman Reish Lamed Dalet. Harotzel Espala Mincha Gedola U Mincha Ketana. If a person wants to daven both Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana, what do we mean by this? So the Mechaber tells us, Harotzel Espala Mincha Gedola U Mincha Ketana. If a person wants to daven both in the Zman of Mincha Gedola, and he wants to daven again Mincha in the Zman of Mincha Ketana. So the Mechaber tells us, Ein Roy Lo Lispalo Rishus, then the tefillah that it will be Rishus, obviously only one of them is an obligation, one of them is a voluntary tefillah nedava, which as we'll point out, we really don't do today, so this is not lahalacha really, but in those days when people would daven a tefillah nedava, so the first one should be the Rishus, Ela Hagdola, because as the Mechaber holds, that's not really the time. That's only a bidyevet time to daven Mincha Gedola. He holds that the Ikris Man, as we learned in the previous Shurim, is Mincha Ketana. And therefore, the person who's going to daven a voluntary tefillah, a tefillas nedava, and a tefillas chiyuv, should daven the one that is the chiyuv in the proper time, which is Mincha Ketana, and therefore the first one that will daven over here will be the tefillah that is a tefillas nedava, the tefillah that will daven by Mincha Gedola. Mishnah Berurah reminds us over here that Mincha Gedola in Sivkat Nalef hu mishei shos u'merzah, that's from 12:30 in our idealized day, or Mincha Ketana hu mitei shos u'merzah lamala, and Mincha Ketana in our idealized 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. day is from 3:30 and onwards. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'rotzeh l'sbal shteihen, this person wants to daven both tefillas mincha, both the Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana. Achas l'chiyuv yachas l'dava. One is an obligatory tefillah and one is a voluntary tefillah. Technically, a person can daven as many tefillas as he wants a day. The Gemara brings down Rav Yochanan Alavai that we should daven 100 times a day. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this is even for those people that do daven a tefillas nedava, which is very unusual. He has to make sure that he's adding something new, initiating some new idea in this tefillas nedava, Ayin Shem, as we've already learned previously in Siman Kuf Zayin. Dishuf number one says, why don't we daven two obligatory tefillos over here? So he brings down from Siman Kuf Zayin, the tefillos keneged tamidim tiknum. The tefillos that we daven, both shachris and mincha, are keneged the tarbit, carbon tamid shal shachris for shachris, and the carbon tamid shal ben arbayim for mincha. And therefore, if a person were to daven two tefillos mincha, it would look like he was over bringing two carbon tamid shal ben arbayim in the afternoon, which would be an issur of Baal Tosef. Yeshua footnote number two brings down what I pointed out previously that we've already learned in Sinan Sadi Dalad, based upon the Prima Gadim and others, She'en Kedai L'Spal Nedava. Today we don't do a voluntary tefillah. Occasionally, when there's a Shas Adchak, we'll say that a person should have in mind that if he's not mechuyev in doing something, so then it's a voluntary tefillah, but L'chatchila, one doesn't daven a voluntary tefillah nowadays. Now, in Yeshua footnote number two, he adds over here, Hatam She'esh L'chadei She'esh Adava. Why do you have to add something new in a voluntary tefillah? So this is also learned in Siman Kuf Zayin. By the additional thing that you're adding over here, it's recognizable that this is a tefillah's tachanunim, a voluntary tefillah, and not an obligatory tefillah. And the issue foot number three brings down also from Siman Kuf Zayin that the Shulchan Aruch over there said, anybody that does daven a voluntary tefillah, in addition to being mechadish something, has to make sure that he's davening with great kavana throughout the entire tefillah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis adds, the avdil ola mispal machov mikodem v'yachar kach harishus, in normal way of things, you always daven the obligatory tefillah first, and then you daven the rishus tefillah afterwards. Over here, you switch it around. Hacha kodem teisha umertzu lo igia od ikor zman mincha. Because according to the Mechaber, before 9.5 hours into the day, before 3:30 in our idealized day, it's not yet ikor zman tefillah. She ikor zman lechatchilu miteisha umertzu lamala. As I just said, that's the ikor time from 9.5 hours into the day, which is 3:30. And therefore, when you daven to 12:30, it was only a bidyevet davening according to the Mechaber, and therefore that should be your voluntary tefillah, and the ikor tefillah should be your chiyav tefillah, which is later. Shoya zman hakrovas atomid b'chol yom kenal b'simul reish lamed gimel. And we explained why this is so, according to the Mechaber, in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, because they would normally only bring the Korban Tamid Shobein Harbayim a little bit later in the day, except the earliest they ever brought it was Erev Pesach Cholios B'Shabbos, but in general it was only brought between 2:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon. Then the Mechaber tells us, what happens if a person did not follow this? He didn't daven the Tefillah Rishus first by Mincha Gedola, and then the Tefillah Chova by Mincha Ketana, but he switched it around. So the Mechaber says, V'mispalel Hagdola Chova, if he did Tefillah Mincha by Mincha Gedola, and he said that was my obligatory tefillah, then lo yispal laktano kim rishus. Then certainly the second one should be a rishus, because it really is a rishus. He was yotzi b'diavad, even according to the Mechaber, by the first davening of Mincha Gedola, so the second one has to be a rishus, even though it's in the more perfect time. Mishnah Berurah explains this if cut in Gimel. Because as I just said, kanal b'simon reish lamed gimel, as you learned in Simon reish lamed gimel, you were yotzi, even according to the Mechaber, bidyevet if you daven mincha gedola. So you can't say, well, I wasn't yotze. You were yotze. Ubistama, and therefore, in the stam situation, shelo kivin behedja l'shem nedava, when you didn't have in mind that this is a tefillas nedava, nami nira del olam l'shem chova. Obviously, you're davening, so we always assume it's for your obligation. And therefore, the second time when he davens now, even though it's in the more optimal time according to the Mechaber, bispala l'shni l'shem nedava im yirtze. If he's going to daven a second tefillah, he should daven that one as the tefillas nedava in this situation. The Mechaber continues and he adds, Aval ein roi lispalo tfilas rishus. A person should not daven over here a tfilas rishus. Ela imkein makir bi'atzmo shehu zoher v'zoriz v'omid b'dayto l'chavin v'tiloso meirosh v'at sof. Below hesach adas. Here the Mechaber reminds us that a person should never daven a tfilas rishus, a tfilas nadava, unless he is certain, he recognizes in himself, that he is going to be extremely zealous and careful over here, and he's strong in his mind, that he'll be able to daven with kavana from the beginning of the tefillah to the end of the tefillah without any sort of a hesach hadas, without any sort of interruption, and he knows that that is the only way you're allowed to daven the tefillah nedava. However, al einu mechavin bo yofe, if he's not able to be mechavin over here well, then karinam bey, lama lirov zivcheichem, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu so to say is about such a person. Why do I need all your sacrifices? I'm not interested in all these suboptimal sacrifices that are not brought with the proper intent and in the proper way. Again, this is why we almost never have regular people today davening a tefillas nedava. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet explains again that we learn this of Bereish Simon Kuvzayin Mashma Dobinun Gamkin Shiyachadish Bodover, as we've already mentioned here today, and now the Mishnah Berurah points it out as well, that in addition to being Mechavin from the beginning to the end, you have to be Mechadish something in it. And he says, Be'evsho Dehechashu Maka Biatso Shiyachavin Hetev Utfilo Tovi. Possibly why the Mechaber doesn't mention that over here is he says, because if a person knows for himself that he is able to daven very well from the beginning to the end, then technically lo bo'inun chiddush, he doesn't need over here to be mechadish something in the tefillah. However, avu milishna the Torah lo mashmachi, but as nice as that sounds, that doesn't seem to be what the Torah is actually saying, and not only you have to be mechavin from the beginning to the end very carefully, but you should also be mechadish something else. Again, lemaisa, we almost never daven a tefillas nedava nowadays. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, Ein lomar ashrei shekodem mincha, elo kishyesh minyan b'beis ha-knesses. This is a very common problem. People are expecting a minyan to come, or they see a guy coming down the block, and it's an office minyan, we have to hurry up. Ashrei yoshev v'secha, even though there's only 9 people in the room. And by the time they finish, tilas, at the end of the ashrei, the guy walks in just as they're about to eat kaddish, and everybody's happy, but that's not right. And the Mishnah Berurah explains to Sivkot, hey, v'im amru below minyan, if in fact they started ashrei and didn't have a minyan, v'achar kach bo minyan, and now you do have a minyan, so what should you do? Yomru mizmor echad, v'achar kach yomru kaddish. You should say another pizmon, or some of the before I should bring down, say at least 3 psukim of ashrei again out loud, and then you can say the kaddish. And he adds, "V'hu adin kishalom de beis medrash below minyan." The same thing happens when you have 6 or 7 people or 2 people learning a beis medrash, and they want to say a kaddish afterwards. V'yachakakorim beis medrash anoshim lahashlam minyan. They want to say the kaddish derabbanon afterwards, so they call in people for the minyan. So lo yafosim, that's not good. The ha'ikar tam kaddish al halimudu, because the ikar saying of the kaddish in that situation is on the learning. Mishum shenis kaddish Hashem b'rabim, because you made a public demonstration, making a kiddush Hashem here by learning in public. And if they didn't really learn in public, so then it's incorrect to just say the kaddish. V'imkein bo'ino, and therefore shiyu asara b'beis ha'medrash b'beis halimud. Ideally, you should have all 10 people there during some part of the learning. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds, miyu. If you didn't have all 10 people there for the entire learning, so at least once you get the minyan, say a pasuk afterwards. This is one of the sources that we have for saying something like Rabbi Hananya ben Akash Omer at the end, so you know you have 10 people listening to the end of the learning, and this way you can say the Kaddish properly. And then you can easily go and say the Kaddish without any doubts. I'll finish the Ramah. The Ramah says, you don't say Ashrei until you have the minyan over there. Kidei shiyomu olav ha-kaddish l'nei tfilas ha-mincha. That in order that you should be able to say the Kaddish on the entire Ashrei over here that was said with the minyan. He brings us down the name of the Smak, the Sefer Mitzvahs Katanos, and the Kolbo. The issue for number 5 brings down, you can say either another mizmor, or you can say before the Kaddish, 3 psukim from Ashrei. Now, not all 10 people necessarily have to say the psukim. He brings down that it's enough if even one person says it and the others hear it. Why do we say Kaddish after the Ashrei? So he brings down the Dershu footnote number 6, because we learned in Simon Nunhei, She'en lifchos mishiva kadeshim bayom. Every day should have 7 Kaddishes. And therefore, this is one of those essential Kaddishes, this Kaddish before Mincha, and therefore we try very hard to say it. Dershu footnote number 7 explains under what circumstances do you say a Kaddish derabbanan after learning. He says, ideally it should be on Divrei Agadita, and that's another reason why people say specifically the Maimer of Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha. However, he brings down a bir halacha that says you could say a Kaddish Rabbanan even on Torah Shabbal Peh, even without Divrei Agada. The issue for number 8 brings down, even a person who did not participate in the learning but now comes in there is allowed to say the Kaddish. We're right in the middle of this Ramah, but we'll stop over here. That will conclude today's shir.